Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Screenwriters and Hollywood studios have reached a tentative three-year contract. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the Writers Guild of America calls the deal exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers.
Striking screenwriters gathered at a bar in North Hollywood to cheer for the NEGCON, the negotiating committee that made a deal with the CEOs of Disney, Netflix, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers Discovery. Until the writers vote to seal that deal, their nearly five-month-long strike continues. Writers Guild of America leaders encouraged them to support the striking actors' union SAG-AFTRA on their picket lines. They've been on strike since July over similar concerns, streaming residuals and artificial intelligence. The double strikes ground Hollywood productions to a halt, but soon late-night and daytime talk shows could be back on the air. ABC says the new season of Dancing with the Stars will premiere tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
With a possible government shutdown looming, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre weighed in today during her daily press briefing. Jean-Pierre saying in an event a shutdown does materialize, one group's going to get the blame.
We're going to hold extreme House Republicans accountable. We're going to hold them accountable for the reckless cuts they are demanding as a condition for keeping the government open.
Allies to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are currently floating a proposal that would fund the government for 30 to 45 days with deeper spending cuts and stricter border policies. However, any deal would have to win over not just the far-right GOP lawmakers, but also Democrats in the Senate. The gunman who carried out a racially motivated mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso is agreeing to pay victims' families more than $5 million. KTEP's Aaron Montes reports a hearing in state court today revealed challenges between the sharing of evidence between prosecutors and the defense.
A federal judge signed off on the amount of restitution today. Patrick Cruci has pleaded guilty to murder and hate crimes in federal court in February. He killed 23 people and wounded more than a dozen in 2019. The then 21-year-old drove more than 600 miles from the Dallas area to target Hispanic shoppers in El Paso. Crucius was sentenced to 90 consecutive life terms in federal prison. He faces the death penalty in Texas. I'm Aaron Montes in El Paso.
The Biden administration is announcing a $1.4 billion investment in projects aimed at improving rail safety and increasing capacity. Much of the money is actually coming from a 2021 infrastructure law. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg today said the new spending will make American rail safer, more reliable, and more resilient. Money is going towards 70 projects in 35 states and Washington, D.C. Rail safety has become a mounting concern amid recent derailments, including Norfolk Southern train, went off the rails in Ohio in February, spilling hazardous chemicals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 43 points. This is NPR. Some residents of the devastated Hawaiian city of Lahaina are being allowed to return to what is left of their homes. It's the first time since the fire nearly 7 weeks ago some residents have been allowed back in. The wildfire killed at least 97 people, destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. Pickleball is America's fastest-growing sport. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports on a bipartisan Senate caucus that has lawmakers picking up paddles and getting in on the game.
Combining ping pong, badminton, and tennis, pickleball has spread from high school gyms and retirement communities into a multi-million-dollar professional league. West Virginia GOP Senator Shelley Moore Capito, a founder of the Senate Pickleball Caucus, says bringing the game to the Capitol could help build more personal relationships.
It's a way to connect in a different way, more relaxed, so that when we do want to relax or if it gets tense, we already know who we're looking at.
The head of the Pickleball Professional League recently lobbied senators for money to help expand the sport into more urban schools and community centers, offering hats that say, "Pickleball will save America." It might not do that, but it could help promote some friendly competition off the Senate floor. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
A capsule containing material from an asteroid made it safely back to Earth over the weekend. Capsule jettisoned from the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, parachuting to Earth after a seven-year journey to the asteroid Bennu and back. Scientists say they expect to get at least a cupful of space debris from the asteroid, which will allow them to learn more about the dawn of our solar system. OSIRIS-REx is headed back out into space toward another asteroid. This is NPR.